أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا صلابا. صدق الله العظيم. Our discussion on the abd, which is the singular of the word ibad. We discuss the most noble of all human beings, the greatest abd, the greatest servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that ever set foot on the surface of this earth, and that is none other than our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that momentous journey of the Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of all the qualities, all the names that I have attributed to you and I have addressed you and called you, just for our reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran sometimes refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Ya Ayyuhar Rasul, O Rasul, O Messenger. And that is a great name that Allah ta'ala has used for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Ayyuhar Nabi, O Prophet, that is also a very great and mubarak and blessed name, the title in itself, that the responsibility of nubuwat, the responsibility of prophethood, of risalah, of messengership, and all of that is very great. Then we find other titles, other names that Allah Ta'ala had addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which were significant and tokens of Allah's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who is wrapped in a mantle. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with different titles, different attributive qualities. So Allah ta'ala is now asking Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of all these qualities, these names, these titles that I have given you, which title, which attribute of quality you love most? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Allah, I love the quality of abdiyat, the quality of being your slave, and when you address me as a slave. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi, who narrates this narration from his father, he says that that is why, and that would be one of the reasons then, why when Allah Ta'ala mentions the Isra and the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala used this quality, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam minal masjidil haram. Glory be to that being who had taken in a night's journey his abd, his slave. And then we find in other ayahs of the Quran also, just recited now in the Salat, Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala abdihi, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala who revealed upon his servant al-kitab, the Quran Sharif. So they also, Allah Ta'ala used the title of abd. Wa in kuntum fi raybin mimma nazzalna ala abdina, if you are in doubt with regards to what we had sent down to our abd, they also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this quality of abd. So we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's quality of abd, quality of servitude, quality of being the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was par excellence. There is no one and there was no one that would surpass Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this quality of abd. So here Allah ta'ala is saying, wa ibadur rahman. So now, if you want to become this abd of Allah ta'ala, the slave of Allah ta'ala, this person that will be able to serve Allah ta'ala and become subservient to Allah ta'ala, then the point of reference will definitely be our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, he said, when you look deep into this quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will find that the servitude, the abdiyat, the slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that quality of slavery in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not only par excellent, but we will find that it can be divided into two categories. One category, his servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the ibadat of Allah. When he made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed perfect servitude to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the extent that he even says that in salah lies the coolness of my eyes. It was something that brought elation and joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us some glimpses of that also in our ibadat. The second, he says that he served Allah ta'ala by serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was the nubuwat and the duty of nubuwat, the duty of prophethood that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to serve man. But over and above that, we find in numerous ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, as we would say, beyond the call of duty because of his extreme love, his extreme concern for mankind, for his ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had served. And he said, because of these two different categories of servitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two such great gifts that Allah ta'ala had never granted to any human, not even to any Nabi before him, and nobody will have these two gifts even after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These two gifts are for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reserved for him, preserved for him. One was the mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He served Allah in his ibadat to the point of excellence, and of course Allah ta'ala then brought Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beyond the seven heavens to the Sidratul Muntaha. And then he served the creation of Allah ta'ala to such a point of excellence that on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no other Nabi that will be able to stand and on that maqam, on that position of Shafa'ati Kubra, the whole of mankind will go to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, that call upon Allah ta'ala to begin the hisab and kitab. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam will not see himself fit. He will send mankind to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. It will go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And then it will come right up to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Not one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam will be fit to stand on that maqam, on that position, and then beseech Allah ta'ala to begin the hisab and kitab. But one person, one abd of Allah ta'ala, our Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is regarded as the greatest abd, the greatest servant. And these are the benefits and these are the rewards that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would bestow upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another very important aspect before we move forward, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the character, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her response was a very simple statement, khuluquhu al-Qur'an. His khuluq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality was the Qur'an. So hence we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in both the categories of servitude to Allah, hukukullah and hukukul ibad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was par excellent. Before we complete, just one other aspect of becoming the abd of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا. That tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, there will be none in the skies and the earth, but each person will be bound to come to Ar-Rahman, to Allah Ta'ala the most compassionate, as a slave. There, that slavery is something that we are forced to go through, the whole of mankind will have to go through it. Here in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity that we choose to become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, and with our hearts and spiritually we travel towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in this journey of abdiyat, in this journey of servitude and slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enumerates and Allah ta'ala enlists those qualities and those deeds that we are called upon to bring into our lives so that we will be regarded as the slaves and the servants of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.